So I thought I'd tell you some travel advice and some travel stories. I believe you can only do 5 minutes on here, so I don't think I'll be going, deep into my travel exploits on Audioboo. But maybe I'll do like some sort of podcast in the future or something. I don't know. I did toy with the idea of taking a video camera to Tibet, which is my next destination, but I don't know. I don't think people would really, really want to see me going around, and I think it would be quite difficult to film yourself as well. So maybe I should just do an audio blog of my trip to Tibet. It would be quite interesting. Talking of Tibet, I've been thinking about it today, and up there in the last time, I just wonder what on earth am I doing up there? Because I mean, it's a beautiful country, but there's one thing that it has got, which any other country in this world I've been to, it has the worst toilets in the world. And I will tell you that I've seen some sights in my life, but the toilets in Tibet are just something else. If it was put in the Tate Modern, some of these toilets, it could be classed as art. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I've never seen anything quite like it. I remember one time I was in the toilet in Tibet, and it was at the Summer Palace. So you're thinking Summer Palace, it's going to be quite a nice toilet, but no, it was possibly the worst toilet in the world. I was standing there, and it was kind of like a static caravan, but a concrete caravan. So I guess you could call it like a shed or something. I don't know, but you walked in and it was partitioned, men and women, but I don't think it made any difference, because whichever way you went in, it was just carnage in there. You go in there and it's just an open room with like four holes, like the size of, I don't know, like a bucket, and then all your shit and all your piss just goes down onto the floor underneath this static caravan. And I remember just standing there, and there's shit all over the place, and I'm just standing there thinking, oh my God. And at that point, the fumes from everything, it was like, I don't know, what is shit made out of? Is it methane or something? It got to the back of your throat and was like, ugh. It's like scratching at the back of your throat. You're trying to go to the piss. So I'm standing there, and I'm having a piss, and then I'm the only one in the men's side of it. And trying to dodge the poo, which has just been dropped all over the floor, like a sort of mosaic or something. And then comes a Tibetan guy. I don't know who he was, some random guy, and just decided that he'd never seen a white guy piss before. So he squatted down right next to me as I was going for piss. His eye line on my cock, I guess I can call it. Just fascinated with me just going for a piss. But then I was just like, oh my God. So I turned and looked at him, and he looked up at me, and we kind of had a glance, like some sort of crazy, I don't know, we had a connection at that point. And then the worst thing that happened is I kind of just saw his poo face as he just dropped one. I don't know why I'm telling you anybody this, because there are toilets, I'm sure, around the world which are worse, but that's a bit of a 5 minute audio boo for you, just to think that, thank the lucky stars that where you go to the shit is probably better than a lot of people in this world. So there you go. So there is a little random tale from one of my trips away. If you want to follow me on Twitter, please do. All right. Good night, everybody. Maybe I'll do another one tomorrow, because it's quite fun.